So we're starting now in the Peleoyetz, page Nun. We're starting the new topic, moving from the Beis HaKnesses now to the Beis HaMedrash. I've said this, you said many, many times before, but I'll say it again. And it actually applies currently in our current situation. The Gemara and the Maseches Brachos says, someone who goes from the Beis HaKnesses to the Beis HaMedrash is called a Ben Olam Haba. Such a person is someone who's Bamish Ben Olam Haba. Why? Exactly? We go to Chayel Chayel. What's the Pshat? Pshat is because, or someone who's a Ben Olam Haba, who's living for a higher purpose, for a higher world, beyond this Gashmistic world, is the same type of person who says, you know what? I davened, but I'm not going to rest on my laurels that I just did something ruchnius and I checked the box and I can go do work and make money and live in the world. No, I live in the higher world. I go from a Beis HaKnesses to the Beis HaMedrash. I go Michayel Chayel from one string to the other. Mitzvah Gereres Mitzvah. I live in that reality. So Amru Rabbi Seder Zechem Levracha, starting now in the Indian of Beis HaMedrash. In Poga Bach Menu Valzeh, Moshe Yula Beis HaMedrash, that the Menu comes to you. Who's that Menu? The Yetzer Hara. Moshe Yula Beis HaMedrash. Im Evan Hini Moyach. If it's a stone, it'll become very easily withered away. Im Barzel Umispoitzes. If it's a piece of metal, if it's coming to you like a piece of Mechitza Shabarzel, it'll very easily be broken apart. It's a place where Torah is learned in the public, together with the public. It's important that every community has to set up a Beis HaMedrash where you can come to learn. It bothers me tremendously. Go to certain communities. Again, I'm not here to bash, I'm not here to be negative, but it's important to insight, which is that there's some communities that they don't have the concept of a Beis HaMedrash. They have a shul, they have a synagogue, but they don't have a Beis HaMedrash. And what even worse, they have, let's say if they would call it the study hall, it's in the building, which is the shul, which is closed 12 hours a day, except for maybe the two times or three times people come in throughout the day, right? It's a very sad state of existence. You need to have a place where you come to learn Torah. It should be accepted and expected. And you see every single community, that has set aside an area for people to sit and learn Torah, that community has thrived. Any community that doesn't have that, the community withers and dies. It may have worked for a period of time. It doesn't work today. You need to have a place where public Pashut people come to learn Torah. And therefore, if there are learned fellows in the community, they should get together with as a chabura. Gemara, Perushim, Toisus, you should get together to learn Torah bechabura in halacha. Ki Amar Seinu Oyev Hashem Sharem Hamtzionim bahalacha mikol batekniyasis batemidrashus. Ve'im la'akalish baruch hu ba'olam el arba amish halacha b'levad. Hashem resides post the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. Hashem resides in the arba amish halacha. Very interesting idea, which is because up until that point, before the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Judaism resided within the confines of a wall, i.e. literally, physically, the Beis HaMikdash. When people will come to Yerushalayim, that was their opportunity to really experience God. And of course, it didn't mean that they go home, to let's say they go up to the north, down to the south, they didn't connect with the Yiddish guy, but it wasn't the same. It was centered around one particular center. The Vart of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu lives B'dalar Amo Shel Halacha, what does it mean? It means that after Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, it became unconfinable. It became Adarab, it became in your own Dalanamas. It became something where it was not the responsibility of the Kahanim and the Levim to generate your Torah. It post the Beis HaMikdash, the fact that we didn't have the structure of Judaism to that degree and that level, it became a personal obligation that every single person, because we say everybody has their own Dalanamas Shel Halacha. Everybody has their own Dalanamas. Being say that everybody has their own personal sphere that you have to be generate yourself. And how do you do that? By Limud HaTorah. The only way to keep yourself going, the only way to get to be Mamshech. I mean, Beis HaMikdash was around for each building lasted 400, 500 years. Right? 600 years.
410 and 420.
Oh, thank you very much. What? 830 total. So 830 years total. So for those years, can you imagine? And by the way, the Nevi'im all speak about this, which is that was exactly the problem. Is that Jews started to a certain extent to say, okay, you know, the avodah is going on over there, I don't have to do it personally myself. And that's a big problem. It's a very, very, very problem. You can never assume and expect that Yiddishkeit is going to be focused on something else rather than yourself. It has to be personally within yourself. It's actually very fascinating. One of the biggest differences between, let's say, Reform and Orthodox. Why? What do I mean? Reform and conservative, they get so bothered that women don't have a place in Judaism. And why? Why is that? Because if you look at traditional Judaism, if you only looked at it purely as limited to what goes on in the shul, then you're right. Women have zero place in Yiddishkeit. They sit in the back. They sit at Ezra's Nashim. They sit. No. You're not hearing. You see, in traditional Judaism, they see, they go to shul. The rabbi is a man. The Ezra's Nashim is upstairs. The women don't get involved. So the women have no place in Yiddishkeit. But if Judaism is a total life involvement and total life engagement, women, of course, have a huge chelik in Torah. Have a huge chelik in Yiddishkeit. They're the little mothers. They're the mothers of Klal Yisrael. They provide everything that's possible for everyone, for everything to occur. But you're right. If you only view it from the procession that occurs in the temple on the Saturday, then you're right. Women have no place in Judaism. But that's obviously not true, because Judaism is not limited just to those couple hours that you're there on Sunday. And that, or there, Freudian slip. This is there on Saturday, right? Freudian slip, and therefore, for them, it's, you know, in a sense, it might as well be on Sunday at that point. Again, it's a very sad thing when you believe, when you leave Yiddishkeit in and you put it and you concretize it that it's a physical existence in a particular area, and it doesn't then nimshach. It's not then overflows into your day to day life. Then yeah, it's going to feel like it's a very limited Jewish experience. It's very important. He says it's very, very chashuv nekuda. This is for the Sfardim to learn Chok LeYisrael. Chok Yisrael is a compilation of the Zohar, Halacha, everything together, right? Ube'erev gam ken yilmei b'rabba mikra Mishnah. And in the evenings, they have these things called Mishnayis Chaburas. They used to finish Shas Keseder. It was a very common thing in the olden communities that even if Balabas, Talmud Chacham, whatever, it didn't matter. Everybody was everybody generally, I mean, obviously to a certain degree, but people were generally well versed in the basic texts of Judaism, which is Mishnayos, which is Mishnah, right? Mishnah is a very big, you're right. Gemara, you need to have the head for it. Maybe you don't have the zitzfleish for it. But Mishnah is a text. So Mishnah, the same way that you should know Chumash, you shouldn't not know what the bris ben abasarim was. You should also not know what's going on in Maseches Peah. Now again, to the same degree, what a level of expertise, but a level of knowledge you should have. You know, that's something that's the old school attitude that we unfortunately have lost. Just be aware of the basics, to even know there's something called basics. At that point, to then hire Talmud Chacham to give them drashas about Divrei Agadata, Halacha, Moser. That also on Friday night, because again, specifically, you know, wintertime, it could be summertime, but wintertime for sure, where the nights are very, very long, go to the base medrash. And that was, I forgot to finish my point previously. It used to be the old generations that even if you're working, the pasha thing you do is you go to the base medrash in the evening. You don't just sit around and battle all night. You go to the base medrash, the oil gets together, and you sit and learn. And where else are you going to go? What else are you going to do? Oh, so we're preaching to the choir, Baruch Hashem, because Baruch Hashem, everybody here learns night seder. Oh, v'chin, v'chol leil hashishi. Yikvuhu medrash v'ilam du dinim ladas, es chukai lakim es tarasam. U'shar lemudim kagoyin, mishnayis. Idra Tehillim Uma Toiv Vanoim Lil Mai Pam Achas Bishavua say the Tariq Mitzvahs. It's very important at least once a week to learn the Tariq Mitzvahs. The Kaim the Shalma Params Fasenu. Pashas the Rambam, I think it's the Idra is kind of like a Kabbalistic like it is Idra Rabbi, Idra Zuta. I actually have one of my most cherished possessions now. I received it less than a month ago from my great grandfather, who was the Av Bezdin of the city of Monastir. My cousin gave me a copy that he yarshin from our great uncle, Idra Rabba from my great grandfather. It's with his notes. I don't understand a single word that's in there. It's Kabbalistically, you wouldn't believe. But I don't have, you know, of all the days to bring it. I bring it every day, but Punkta didn't bring it today. It's very chashuv. It's very, very chashuv. I think, and you know who? And the Pel Yoitz endorses such an idea. Do not hold this good from yourself. Not to not go to the base medrash. You should go at least once in your life. A person should go to the base medrash. For sure, Lamoso, go to the base medrash. Of course, go there, enjoy the public shiurim that are going on there, the mishnayos. And but you know what's even the deepest, the highest level? Of course, this is for the elite that can do it. Pilpul in the Iyun and the Gemara, right? Baruch Hashem, what we do in the morning, you do at night. And do that with a group together that's sitting. I have a brother-in-law who's I look up to him tremendously. To me, I hold that he's mamish, one of the few people who's doing Torah Umalacha, you know, what they call it, Torah Mada. Torah, what's the verse? Torah Vavayda, thank you, that's the one I was looking for. So I look at him tremendously because he runs the he runs a government department's finances. Like, he is the head of the entire department of this, like, the county of Baltimore. Like, the entire city of Baltimore he runs. Like, it's a huge department. I don't remember exactly what it is. Now, why do I look up so chashuv for him? Because he gets up at like 5 in the morning, and he goes to the base medrash, and he's with a chabura of maybe 10 or 15 guys, and they give like high-level yeshiva-style chaburas to each other. It's not like, okay, they just learn a couple of mishnayos here, drasha, here, for high-level learning. And then what does he do when he comes home? He's the base medrash. And he goes, and Imam does the same exact thing he does at 5 o'clock in the morning, he does in the evening. And he's working all day. He has tremendous pressure. Till I'm dating. He has tremendous pressure on his shoulders. Tremendous pressure on his shoulders. And to me, it's unbelievable to see that. That someone has such a level of dedication. This is Menachem Zamber. He lives in Baltimore. You know. Correct. Yeah. Oh. Okay. So it's how important and special it is that a person should learn with Iyun or with Pilpul. Uksiv Cherev El Habadim. Vamru Chazal. What does it mean? Cherev El Habadim. Cherev is the sword upon the, you know, Al Habadim, upon the clothing. Vamru Chazal. Cherev Al Sanaim. Al Timne Chacham. Shiyoshun Bad Bevad Vaizkim Batar. This is a very, very scary thing. The Gemara tells us that it's inappropriate. Gemara in Titus, in Brachas, it says that it's a very, very negative thing that a Talmid Chacham should be Yoshev Bad Vivad. He should sit and learn by himself. He should be isolated individual. He should be totally disconnected from other people. What? Oh, so the big question is, how is that allowed? There's a lot of Talmid Chacham I can think of right now, off the top of my head, that don't have chavrusas necessarily. Right? Maybe I have chavrusas here and there throughout the day. I believe Rabbi Brooklyn says I have a chavrusa. But my Rebbe, for example, Rabbi Victor Nevensel, he learns by himself all day. So when I was a bacher, and I learned that I was 16 years old, and I learned this Gemara in Titus, and I said, Rebbe, what's your heter to learn by yourself? I can't believe I have the chutzpah to do this. I don't know what it was a total idiot. But I asked my Rebbe, I said, Rebbe, why are you allowed to learn by yourself? The Gemara says the Talmid Chacham sits by himself is held accountable. So he smiled, he looked at me, he smiled. He would say that, but he said, no. It's a very good question you're asking. He says, Bizman Hazeh, that we have svarim that are printed, then I'm actually having a chavrusa with Rashi. I'm having a chavrusa with the Vilna Gaon. I'm having a chavrusa with Ravina and Ravashi. I'm having a chavrusa with the Pele Yoyitz. So Bizman Hazeh, there's no such thing as a Talmid Chacham Bad Bevad if you're learning with a Sefer. If you're learning with a Sefer, it's not called not having a chavrusa. You have a chavrusa. So I laughed and I said, Rebbe, maybe that's when you're learning the Vilna Gaon. But when I'm learning the Vilna Gaon, I'm not having a chavrusa. I'm like in the back corner of the room, not trying to figure out what the world he's talking about. We're in the back room together. Oh, it says, however, though, but the point that the Pelagos is bringing is that it's important for a Talmid Chacham not to be an individualized person, not to be somebody who's disconnected from the overall tzibur. It's very important that people should be involved and social. It's a very, very common thing. Guys will say they're, as they're becoming starting out and becoming and growing and learning, they just start to become, to be honest, a little bit weird. They start sleeping all night. They start staying up all night. They start learning all day. What? So, okay, yeah, Tzul, yeah, they say Tzar, was it Tzar, Tzif Vekarloi, Tzad Vuraloi, yeah, there's different pshatim.
The Ramban says you bend the complete opposite of Fuchadin.
Okay, listen, you have to know, fine, but it doesn't mean that there shouldn't be somebody there trying to bend you. That's my point, but bend you back to normal. I mean, not necessarily.
Of course, it's the bender,
no, right, not necessarily can you trust yourself to be the bender. Sometimes you have to have a Rebbe or a mentor or somebody on the external who's going to help you bend you towards the normal.
When I was flipping out in the bag, group right. My Rebbe came up to me and took them off.
There you go. You see, that's a Rebbe that's bending you back to them to being normal. I don't know if it helped, but I love you, Dora. Yeah, for a person to really delve into deep, you need a group of people together to be able to have that back and forth to set you straight. You need a group of people. If you're understanding your Pshat and Rashi, how do you know you're saying Rashi properly? How do you know you're understanding the Rashba properly? You need to have that chabura. That's why sometimes in the koil, people get annoyed at me. I try to connect chavrusas together. One guy wants to sit alone. I say, you know what? It's better to be with three guys than to be alone by yourself. Why? Why, David? Why in the world would I have this? Because it's always better with chabura. Toiv shnayim and echad. And if it's not with three, you'll say three guys. Okay, if that's not a chavrusa, you're right. But the other pasuk says, chotam shulosh, right? A group, a string of three strands. It will not be a broken. So even if it's not a chavrusa of two, of toiv shnayim and echad, it should still be chut meshulish. Oh, so therefore, let's continue. HaChabur Tzvi Chamoish, Har Elmer, the Gemara says, Masech is Sanhedrin, or Asaf, you didn't get up to this yet, so I don't know if you know. The Rava Kiyase Trefa Kamei, Machnef Lechula Tabachi de Mechoyza, right? He had a shikl tray for me, and he brought it around to all the different tabachim. Omar, Kiheche del Mati Lev Shiva Machshira. Vanan Yasmi, the Yasmi Manan Basre. Amnon Tzarek Shea, Limbul Kadas Alachi. He says the idea is you need to go around and to get a lot of opinions. You can't just, you know, on your own. You have to make sure you're collecting opinions. Tzarek Shea, Halimba Kadas Alachi has to be properly according, fitting according to the light of love. We're running through because we have to end soon. Yeah. Shea, Manim Zezebe Alacha. You have to, again, push each other in a proper way. V'loy, however, V'loy Choyvlum Zeba Zeba Alacha. But it's very important to make sure it's done properly. People can very often very fall off this very fine line between pushing each other back in a healthy way and being straight up disrespectful and hiding under the fact that, oh, I'm being so stark. No, you have to still have kavod when you're learning. Kavod does not mean you can't get upset about it. Kavod doesn't mean that you can't be vociferous about your opinion, but it also means you have to talk properly. Properly means, again, yeah, this small, the small zits, the small, okay, screaming, it's an interesting question. If a person's naturally that way, then it's naturally that way. If like 20 people in the base medrash, I'm saying, please, but you're bothering my learning. So, well, yeah, but I'm. This is how I steig my learning. I says, you know, I don't know. Maybe it's worthwhile for someone to say, nah. But again, the issue is internally within yourself. Don't look at other people. Internally within yourself. How am I talking to other people when I'm learning with someone else? How can I make sure that I am treating people properly? Again, it doesn't mean you can't have a fun, you know, can't have a fun line. You know, I'm sure many times people to me and I have to them. I'm very happy. I don't care. It doesn't bother me. But it does need to be done with Tzuras Kavod, right? It doesn't. For example, I had a chavrusa once where he told me we had a fight in a Rashi, and I said a certain pshat, and he said, "Have you ever learned before in your entire life?" That killed me inside. Oh, that killed me. Because that hurt me so bad. Because the truth is, I didn't start out learning as well like him. I got into learning when I was 15 years old. So yeah, it was actually attacking like a very personal part of myself that I felt like very proud of myself. So that was like a very not nice way to say something. I felt very personal. And Grad, by the way, Rav Asher later this year said exactly the word that I said, Rashi. Anyway, he were wrong and I was right. He'll never hear this again. Now,
what was the end, Rabbi?
What?
Did you go back there?
I said it. I got my comeuppance on him. Yeah, V'loi yoy ma'akim l'dayti. Right? Don't be so stuck in a particular halacha. Right? Say your vart. Say it once. You don't have to continue saying it again. Sometimes I hear guys, again, everybody has their styles and how they respond, how they act. But like they're just they're not, people are not listening. They're waiting to talk. You hear that? That's a very big challenge that we have to have. It applies to all aspects of life, but for sure in learning. Because we're trying to be Yoreh L'Sof Das, the Torah and the Halacha, it's not about you. Oftentimes a guy will say something, it'll be completely like garbled. I can't even have any idea what the guy's saying because he didn't actually sit what he said, didn't think on what he said, didn't write it down, didn't really properly express it, or doesn't have the self-awareness to know he doesn't know how to properly express himself. And then when I'm like trying to like get the words together and I say out, he's like, "I said that." I'm like, "No, you didn't." And even if you did, fine, let's say you did. But it certainly wasn't clear to me. It doesn't mean I'm the owner. It doesn't mean everything I hear or don't hear is reality. But it means that we all have to be in a certain place of like, you know what, I hear. Okay, let's take a step back. Maybe I'm not right. Maybe you're not right. But you know what? It's all about what is in the middle. What is the Torah what matters? Oh, and therefore, we have to be normal. Okay, that's the basic point. Liz Chazek, Liz Torah is different. Chavir. Don't like try to go against. It's not personal. It's about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Torah. And you can be rough, you can be tough. We're all men here. We can all try to figure out the Das MS. But at the same time, it cannot be about you. And if it's about you, you got problems. Be willing to accept that you're wrong. Right? This is, okay. Through this effort, through this tumble and rough and tumble, you get to a lot of love. You know, some brothers that they beat each other up for the first, you know, 12, 13 years of life, but the love and the relationship they have, you cannot be broken.
Because you have a spiritual connection to the
Shamais. Oh, Ava Sanefesh, Kuguf Echon, Ki Ishacha. We'll stop here. Again, this is the, what builds us is what grows us. But again, it's very important to know, being self-aware. Being self-aware means that you're not being so stuck on your point, that you're listening instead of just waiting to speak. Okay, Hatzlacha.